Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. Happy Monday to you. This is Trina Moody, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, September 8th, 2014, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, guess what? I had one of the most challenging weekends. For those of you that are members of Women About Biz and longtime listeners, you know that we had a huge website failure, and our website went completely down, and we ended up having to literally transfer all of our website data to a completely new host. So thank goodness, and this is a lesson learned for all of you out there who really, you know, maybe you have a blog, maybe you have a website somewhat, but you're not really in the know on backing up. Thank goodness we backed up continuously our website and had all of our information safe in a wonderful cloud storage. So, you know, it's so important for you to not just have a website, but to truly understand, you know, the security side of your website. What happens if my website goes down? What do I do? You know, who's going to help me? You need to have all of those things in place so that when, if that should happen, and believe me, in today's time, it's possible for it to happen more so than not, you should know what you need to do to get your website back up and going. As I always say, even though you have a possible webmaster, someone who's helping to maintain your website, you as the business owner, as the CEO of your company, you're responsible for making sure that you're kept in the know and that you can take swift action on anything you need to with your business. Well, I trust that you're ready for a powerful week and that you have laser focus on the goals you want to accomplish by this Friday. And so now it's time to get those questions out and start making sure that you have checked and double-checked the things that you need to be doing so that you have a success. So here's question number one. Are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? That's a big question, so let me read that one more time. Again, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Now, it's so important, and I say this all the time, but repetition makes success. So every Sunday, ladies, every Sunday evening, you know, before you retire, it's so important for you to really just take a look at the activities that you've got going on for the week, and then you just ask yourself, look, what are my goals by Friday? You know, am I trying to get some new clients? Do I need to focus on the event I'm trying to do? You know, do I really need to gain more clarity on my target audience? What is it that I'm trying to accomplish for this week? Do I need to follow up with certain prospects? Whatever that is, you need to make sure that those activities are in alignment with what it is that you want to accomplish. It's when the activities that you are doing are not compatible or not in alignment with what you want to accomplish, that's when you don't see results, okay? Here's number two. Number two is, what clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? Again, what clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? You know, that's so very, very important because follow-up is just an integral part of being in business, and there are several different areas that you have to follow up with. So I want to challenge you not only to answer the question for yourself for this week, but to really take a look at your follow-up system and ask yourself, you know, what is it that I need to follow up with consistently in my business? That's so very important. Number three, what are my sales goals for this week. Now, how many of you that are listening right now, ask yourself, what are my sales goals this week? Do you have goals in mind for your sales? What's that figure? Is it, you know, 500? Is it 1,500? Is it 2,500? Is it 5,000? What is it that you want to set the bar for in making and generating revenue this week? Then you, once you come up with that, then you back up and say, well, if this is what I want to make, I'm going to need this many clients or this many customers to click on the button. Okay, what kind of marketing have I set myself up to do? And that is so very important. So asking that one question, what are my sales goals for this week, is really going to help you to identify your weak areas, okay? Number four, how much is in my business checking? Oh, this is my favorite, ladies, because I tell you, I use this to fuel my fire. If the money is not there that I need to have to do the things that I want to do, both on a personal level, on an enjoyment level, then that gets me fired up to make some changes in my life, to really look at what am I doing. You know, we can all be so busy being busy, but I'm going to just let you know right here and now, just because you're busy with a whole bunch of activities, it doesn't mean anything. If what you're busy doing doesn't contribute to the goals that you set for yourself this week. So, ladies, it's time for you to start learning to say no, right? It's time for everybody, all women, to really step up and step out and get what they want to have. After all, the common goal that we all share is that we all want to feel accomplished, and we don't want year after year to pass us by without having accomplished our goals, without having experienced the true power of our talent, of our potential, which is so very, very important, right? So it's time right now for you to really hone in on what you want in your business and make it happen, okay? Not next year, this year, okay? Because I know that, you know, some people get discouraged towards the end of the year as we're moving on into our last quarter for 2014, and they say, oh, shoot, I didn't get anything accomplished. I might as well wait till next year. You know, if you're thinking that way, shame on you, because the most important thing that you need to know about being a successful woman is, guess what, is learning how to have stick-to-itiveness, learning how to stick to everything that you do and how to push forward even when you're not getting the results that you want, how to push forward, how to make the necessary changes that are going to help you get better results. But when you stop or when you procrastinate, when you refuse to take action, when you there's no reason for it, then that leads you to some consequences I'm afraid you will not like. So again, keep moving forward, ladies. Make it happen for yourself, and then you will get the results that you are looking for. Remember, it's all about your business journey. It's all about the journey. So stop looking just for the results and realize that through your journey of business, through your journey of life, if you stop and learn from your mistakes, from your errors, from your failures, it will help you to succeed, okay? Well, our show theme for the rest of this month, ta-da, will be getting more clients. Yeah, you know, it's a topic that I've talked about a lot, have a lot of knowledge in this area, and I've, you know, had many trials and errors myself and have learned some really wonderful techniques. I'm going to be sharing some of these with you this month. So this is definitely a show that you want to mark for every Monday at 12 noon for the rest of this month, because we're going to be talking about getting more clients. So, you know, it's like you passed out the flyers, you sent out emails, you posted all over the social boards, and still no new clients. So, you know, what's next? Well, today I'm going to just talk about the psychology of getting new clients, because sometimes I think that many businesswomen don't get it, don't get or understand where their mindsets need to be in regards to getting new clients before you even start hunting for the client, right? So we're going to be talking about the psychology of getting clients, which is so important. Also on the show today, excerpts from the book, The Science of Getting Rich. We're almost through. We'll be talking about Chapter 12 today. I'll be reading from The Efficient Action, and I know that you're going to really, really love that. I have highlighted some specific passages that I can't wait to share with you. Also, I've got some great events coming up at Women About Biz. We have a wonderful group coaching program that starts on this Thursday, the 11th. I'd love for you to register for that. And then also, we have our vision board party that we're having on Saturday, September 27th. And so, you know, even if you're outside of the Metro Atlanta area, North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, D.C., it's worth the drive to come, because this is such a life-changing event that we're going to be having on Saturday, September 27th. So stay tuned. I'll be sharing more information with you about that. Also, I want to, again, remind all of you who've been trying to get on the site for this past weekend that we did have several technical glitches going on with the website. It is back up, working better than ever, and, of course, not visited Women About Biz in a long time. I want you to definitely visit the website at Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra.com, and definitely make sure you visit the community, which you can locate in the top right menu bar. To the far right, just click on community. One of the things that we're doing in our community is we're creating more ways for you to promote your business, which is so very important to us all. So stay tuned, because our community is going to be beefed up a little bit more. You're going to learn how you can have classified ads in your profile. We're going to set specific days available for you to promote your business, and also we're going to set up a group just for you to promote your business and share discounts and coupons and different things like that. So I'm very, very excited. So now is the time, if you have not, to take advantage of our free Women About Biz membership that we have. So please make sure that you visit us today at Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra.com. I want to go ahead at this time and just go right into reading the excerpt from the book, The Science of Getting Rich. I'm going to be reading from Chapter 12, Efficient Action. The author, Wallace D. Wattles, of course, remember, was the author of numerous books, but he was most famous for The Science of Getting Rich. And, of course, this book was written in the early 1900s. And yet, all of the information that is contained in the book, all of the information is so relevant to us still today. The author goes on to say, you must begin to do what you can do where you are. And you must do all that you can do where you are. You can advance only being larger than your present place. And no man is larger than his present place who leaves undone any of the work pertaining to that place. The world is advanced only by those who more than feel their present places. If no one quite filled his present place, there would be a backslide in everything. Those who do not quite fill their present places are dead weight upon society, he says, government, commerce, and industry. They must be carried along by others at a great expense. The progress of the world is retarded only by those who do not fill the place they are holding, which is so very, very important. He goes on to say is that, you know, there would never have been new species had there not been organisms which more than filled their places. The law is exactly the same for you. Your getting rich depends upon your applying this principle to your own affairs. Every day is either a successful day, he says, or a day of failure. And it is the successful days which get you what you want. If every day is a failure, you can never get rich. If every day is a success, you cannot help but get rich. If there is something that may be done today and you do not do it, you have failed insofar as that the thing is concerned, and the consequences may be more disastrous than you ever imagined. You cannot foresee the results, even the most trivial act. You do not know the workings of all of the forces that have been set moving in your behalf. Much may be depending on your doing something simple, some simple act. It may be the very thing which is to open the door of opportunity to great possibilities. You can never know all the combinations which the supreme power, God, is making for you in the world of things and of human affairs. Ladies, your neglect or failure to do some small thing may cause a delay in getting what you want. He goes on to say later in the chapter, remember that successful action is cumulative in its results. When a man begins to move toward a larger life, more things attract themselves to him, and the influence of his desire is multiplied. This is because the desire for life is inherent in all things. In other words, ladies, as a side note, you should know that it is natural, one of the most natural things for you to want to expand your knowledge, for you to want to be successful, for you to want to create wealth, for you to want to have more. This is inherent in your nature. And this really goes right along with my belief that at the very time you were born, God has pre-installed in you all of the things necessary to be a successful woman. You were born to be successful. And so never doubt for a moment that you thinking that you want to be successful is just you thinking it. It is inherent within you. So he says, do every day all that you can do that day and do each act in efficient manner. In other words, again, as a side note, he's saying in all that you do, do it in a certain way. Do it efficiently. In other words, ladies, have a system for how you create your success each day. He goes on to say, in saying that you must hold your vision while you are doing each act, however trivial or commonplace, I do not mean to say that it is necessary at all times to see the vision distinctly to its smallest detail. During your leisure hours, he says, you should focus your imagination on the details of your vision in order to fix it firmly in your memory. If you wish speedy results, spend practically all your spare time in this practice. By continuous contemplation, you will get the picture of what you want firmly fixed upon your mind and completely transferred to the mind of the formless substance. Then in your working hours, you need only to mentally refer to the picture to stimulate your faith, your purpose, and to put forth your best effort. Contemplate your picture in your leisure hours until your consciousness is so full of it that you can grasp it instantly. You will become so enthusiastic about its bright promises that the mere thought of it will call forth the strongest energies of your whole being. And I just totally agree. I love this particular chapter. He just lays it out so clearly for you. And you know, that is one of the reasons why we are having our vision board party, our gathering this September 27th. And I really want all of you who can make it, I really want you to go ahead and register for this event. You see, it's when we're together, especially as women, supporting each other, encouraging one another, and creating a positive atmosphere, that we can begin to focus on what it is that we truly want out of life. And so with that said, I want to go ahead and go right into the events that we are actually having this month that coincide with you creating your vision. Because, you see, we are moving into the last quarter for December, you know, 2014. That's going to be the last month of this year. We're moving into this fourth quarter. And so we're wanting to get your mindset in strategizing your business for the rest of this year, for 2015. We want to get you in the mindset for that. And what better way this month than to talk about getting new clients, about vision, about vision, creating a vision board, about it's time for your success. There's no better time for that than this month. And so that's exactly what we're doing at Women About Biz, just for you. So I want to talk about a couple of important events that I want to challenge you to register for today. The first event is My Vision, My Success. That's our vision board party and workshop that we're having. You see, ladies, when you surround yourself with pictures, words, and expressions of what you aspire to be, it causes you to move forward and it empowers you to manifest your dreams and goals. So I want you to be a part of a vision board gathering like no other. This will be a full-day workshop where you'll write, revise, or enhance your vision and create a vision board that reflects and directs your success path. And again, that's going to be on Saturday, September 27th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Courtyard Marriott. And then also we have a new group coaching program that is coming out on this Thursday. It's going to be done live, and then also for those who are interested, it will be recorded as well. And if you're not a gold member yet, this is a great time to become a gold member because you'll get access at no cost outside of your gold membership. And if you are, a silver or a bronze member, then there will be some special discounts to get access to this special program. It's Time for My Success. The Seven Keys to Your Success Path refers to being successful in all that you do. You know, busy being busy, as I said earlier, is a term that we commonly hear now. It refers to being constantly involved in activities, whether they are a priority or not. However, ladies, when you're in business, it's so important to understand that it's being driven by your vision and not by your activities that will get you the results. This month's group coaching sessions are all about providing you with seven ways to enhance your success and the growth of your business along with implementation. So this is what you're going to get if you participate in this month's group coaching. Seven keys to your success path, how to identify the task you should be working on, ways to overcome your fear, and we all have it. I have it. Everybody has it. How to choose the right belief system for you. Yes. Sometimes our belief system holds us back because perhaps we've adopted somebody else's belief that was totally incorrect. And also, how to develop win-win business relationships. We're going to talk a little bit about networking, about the importance of developing relationships, about calling those 3 to 5 people every single week that you don't know. So we're going to cover all of that and give you some resources, some techniques. So it's all happening on two-thirds of this month. Thursday the 11th at 7:30 p.m. To 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and then on Thursday the 18th from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So again, mark your calendars for those 2 dates. You can learn more about our vision board gathering happening here in Atlanta on the 27th and our group coaching It's Time for My Success happening on the 11th and 18th. By visiting womenaboutbiz.com. And then in the top right menu bar, hold your mouse over events and click on teleclasses and programs, or just click on events itself, and it will lead you to the right program that you are actually looking for. You know, I want to just share something with you. I had a great conversation with a girlfriend of mine this past weekend, and she's working on some awesome things in her business. And we talked about the fact that why is it that, you know, sometimes you feel like women don't want to invest in themselves, or they don't want to necessarily invest the time to really fine-tune their knowledge. And I want to address that quickly because I think it's something that I find more often in, you know, a lot of business women, and especially those business women who are solo entrepreneurs or micro entrepreneurs, home-based business owners, you know, and probably why is because, you know, when you're in that stage of business, you know, sometimes you're mocking what you think is success instead of being successful. But I just want to share some simple, successful formulas with you that you've just got to know, ladies. It's just so important. Here's number one that you need to know in these simple success formulas. Number one, you need to understand that you cannot be successful all by yourself. First of all, you're going to need mentoring. You're going to need support. You're going to need resources. You're going to need tools. And, of course, that's what Women About Biz is all about, is providing that to you. But the sooner that you understand that you might be a solo entrepreneur, but that doesn't mean that you're supposed to do all of this by yourself, the sooner you understand that, the faster you're going to start creating a desire to look for resources and want to build better relationships with individuals and look at how other people can help you to enhance your business, right? Here's the second successful thing that you need to understand about wanting success in your life. You must invest in yourself. Not everything is going to be free. Now, at Women About Biz, we give some great free resources and tools, and I believe that you can find some wonderful free things out there, but also, you know, you need to balance that. You need to balance it off with making sure that you invest in yourself, and sometimes that does mean that you're going to have to pay. That's right. You're going to have to pay out some money, and, you know, this is the way I look at it, and I'm just keeping it real with you today. You know, I see a lot of my clients who tell me that they don't have the money to, you know, create their website, or they don't have the money that they need to market their business in a certain way. And I'm going to be very honest and say, you know, sometimes in my live client appointments, they'll say that, and the very next time I sit with them, they've got a new designer purse, or better yet, something even larger, a new sports car. And I just want to say, you know, watch what you're saying, because it really does have a lot to do with your belief system. And I'm going to be talking a little while about the psychology of getting clients, but it's very important. Here's the third thing I want you to understand. You know, in this journey on success that you have, you've got to realize that there's a lot of activities that really don't belong on your schedule. You really need to learn how to start saying no to a lot of things. Being the business owner, being the CEO for your business, being the creator of your dreams and your goals, you need to understand that you're going to have to sacrifice some things. You're going to have to put aside some activities, no matter how good they are, that really don't help you to accomplish your business goals. Listen, do you honestly think that people have become millionaires, that they have changed the world, that they have invented incredible things? Do you honestly think they have done all of that while participating in activities that really didn't help them to get that done? Absolutely not. They understand that you must learn to say no to a lot of things, and that you're going to have to learn to sacrifice some things, even the good things. You're going to have to learn to do that if you want to see success in a particular area. And so that leads me to the last thing that I want to share with you in these side notes about being successful. I want to tell you, ladies, that it's not all about you. And this is something that I have said before, and I'll say it again. When you're trying to be successful, you're going to learn that you are going to receive much more in life, many, many blessings, when you think outside of you. When you start asking yourself the question, what can I do to bless other people's lives? What can I do to make people's lives easier? What other businesswoman can I share a resource with that I can help? What you're going to learn is that people remember you more for the good things that you do for them in life than they do for what you do. And so when you get that, when you really, really get it, you will understand why it's so important to create win-win relationships when you're out there networking, and why it's so important to walk into any networking event, any opportunity, with the heart of blessing someone else when you really get it. I can't begin to share with you and give testimony to you from my own life that I continually give to people. I continually share resources. I continually do things to help people move forward in their lives. I do it because it's a passion for me, right? But I also do it because I understand God's divine flow of the system. which is love. He wants us to express it in everything and anything that we do, and that does not exclude business. And so when you're in business, you must realize that, think about this for a moment, that when you are patronizing or purchasing the services or products of other business owners, when you feel that you only want people to purchase from you and you're not going to do that, then guess what happens? What makes you think that they're going to want to purchase from you? You're actually sending out negative vibes that, hey, I have no intention of purchasing from anybody else or wanting to help somebody else in their business. So what makes you think that someone is going to want to do that for you? See, we really must begin to realize how important it is to have the right kind of belief system in order to be successful. And so that's why, again, I want to encourage you to go ahead and sign up for this month's group coaching. You know, it's time for my success. Don't you feel that it's time for your success? And so I want to share with you a lot of the things that I'm talking about in more detail during our group coaching session. So think about that, ladies, and I hope that these tips that I've given you on, you know, just kind of turning around your mindset and looking at how you're going to be successful, I hope that these things will help you to move yourself forward and to create a better success system in the way you think. Very, very important. It's 12:31 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, this is Successful Woman Radio, and I hope that you guys are enjoying today's show and that you are going to shout it out to others who are looking for a positive environment in which they can learn, in which they can grow, and get fed that dose of motivation that they need to succeed. This is so important for women. So please share Successful Woman Radio with others. If you haven't visited our site, for the radio show, make sure you go to successfulwomanradio.com. Again, successfulwomanradio.com. And, you know, make sure in the right-hand column you sign up for our email updates that we provide to you on a weekly basis. I want to go ahead at this time and give those of you who are listening to the show, I want to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself. Tell me what's going on in your business. If you've got an event coming up, if you've got a great product you want to share with anyone, if you want to share your Facebook, and just share your business, what it is and what you do. I would love for you to do that. All you need to do is just press *1 on your phone. *1. You know, step up and step out, ladies. Press that *1 on your phone. Introduce yourself. Share with us what's going on with your business this month in September. And also share with us information, again, about any new events and things that you've got going on specifically for yourself as well. 12:33 after the hour is a great time to flash over on another line and have women to dial into the show as we're getting ready to discuss our hot topic, getting new clients. We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. So you can have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for all of you who are using your smart devices, your computer, your laptop, your phone, or your notepad or iPad, please have individuals to go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. And you can put that link in the social media post, you know, just say Successful Woman Radio is live on the air. Listen to how to get more clients, and then just post the link, and individuals will be able to come right online live and listen to the show as I'm talking right now. And, you know, I never can thank all of you enough for supporting me and supporting Successful Woman Radio and listen to the show. You know, we've had hundreds of thousands of downloads of the show over this last 9 years, and next year we'll be going on our 10th year of broadcasting Successful Woman Radio, and it definitely has enhanced my life. It's enhanced Women About Biz. It's really helped to get the word out there, but also it has helped to demonstrate our passion at Women About Biz for wanting to see women succeed in life. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you enough. Also, for those of you who have been thinking about starting a radio show, you know, I've been mentioning this from time to time on the show. Well, guess what? We're finally at the end of our planning to help other women get their Blog Talk radio show started through the Successful Woman Radio Network. And so, again, you're going to be able to have your own 30-minute radio show through Successful Woman Radio, and I'm so excited. And so stay tuned. We're going to be bringing that information to you. We're actually going to officially start training in October for those who are interested in having their own show. We have a whole training module that we have in store for you, and then you'll be planning your show for the rest of this year. And starting January, the Successful Woman Radio Network will be debuted with others who are going to be doing their shows. So I'm very, very excited about that. So stay tuned, because you're going to hear more information this month about how you can create your own radio show. Also, I've just got a huge announcement, and I'm so very, very excited. So, you know, I've just shared with you about Successful Woman Radio. But we've also got some other great things happening down the line. And one thing in particular, thanks to BizLinks TV, again, BizLinks.tv with Pamela Adams, who is the executive producer, Successful Woman is having its own live video show. So we will be having our online television show starting in October. You'll be able to see me interview successful women, and you're going to be able to learn so many new things also about being successful yourself through the life story of these women. And so this is just so wonderful. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be learning about that, Successful Woman, the television show, I should say the video show, will be twice a month. And, of course, this is just such a great opportunity, because I look forward to interviewing a lot of you, and I look forward to interviewing a lot of successful women who have paved the way and are setting an example for young women to grow into their own success. So I'm very, very excited about that. Again, I want to give all of you who are listening an opportunity to introduce yourself. And again, don't forget, you don't have to have anything planned. You just need to press star 1 on your phone keypad and share what you have to say about your business. You know, just take 20 seconds and say who you are, the city you're calling from, and what you've got going on at your business. Perhaps you want to offer a discount to all of our listeners, or perhaps you want to share your website link or your Facebook fan page, whatever. Take this opportunity to do so. As a savvy businesswoman who's the CEO of your own company, you never pass up the opportunity to market yourself and share the good news about who you are and what you do. 12:38 after the hour, we're going to be moving into our hot topic, getting new clients, in just a few minutes. I want to just, again, give a shout out to some of the women in our Women About Biz community, because they are the ones who come to the community every single week and literally share their information. They share who they are. And so I definitely want to give a shout out to Cynthia Turner. Cynthia is a longtime member of Women About Biz. But Cynthia, thank you so much for participating in our Women About Biz social community. I want to give a big shout out to Chantel Bennett. I just recently met Chantel live at one of our Atlanta Power Networking events. And guess what? She does shoes. That's right. She sells beautiful, beautiful shoes. Make sure you visit her website. It's called Telly B Online, and that's spelled T-E-L-L-Y, B as in boy, online.com, TellyBOnline.com. And if you love fabulous shoes, then definitely you are going to want to look at her website and learn what you can about getting some fabulous shoes. I want to give a big shout out to Shatrice Jenkins. Shatrice has a wonderful mobile birthday party or event business, and she does parties and spas for girls. And I definitely want to give a shout out to her. And you can find these women on the social network at Women About Biz. You can connect with them and you can share with them information about who you are and what you do. I also want to give a shout out to AJ Austin, the social pranista, who we interviewed on Successful Woman Radio, and of course she joined our social community. I want to give a big shout out to her. I also want to give a shout out to Angela McNeil. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Angela, for joining our social network, and just so many other women who have joined. And you can meet all of the new women who have joined by simply going to womenaboutbiz.com, clicking on the community, and when you get there, the women's pictures that you see are some of the women who have most recently joined the social network. When you're logged in, you can click on their pictures and connect with them, invite them to be your friend on the Women About Biz social network. So, again, it's just so wonderful that everybody is participating in the community. And don't forget that we have groups also that you can be a part of as well. We've got, you know, we actually have a Getting New Clients group, right? We actually have that group on the website. And so, again, I want you to join that group as we talk about that this today and all of this month on how to get more clients. It's so very, very important. At this time, I just have a quick question for you. And just, you know, ask yourself this question as you are thinking about, you know, wanting more clients, wanting more money to come into your business. And the question is have you ever thought about the psychology of getting clients? Have you ever thought about what your belief system is on getting clients? Have you thought about what other clients are thinking, what your target clients are seeing, how they think when they're looking for your type of product or service? Have you thought about that? Well, it's important for you to think about that. And the reason why it is because before you can actually start getting more clients, you really have to know how they think. You really have to know why they are looking for your particular type of product or service. And one of the reasons why you need to understand this psychology is because it's going to help you to better market to this particular group of people, right? It's going to help you to understand what you need to say when you're speaking to them live via over the phone in a networking event or one-on-one during a presentation. It's going to help you, and it's going to help you to adjust your attitude and your mindset about how you reach out to people that you don't even know. How do you reach out to them and convince them to become your client or convert them from the interested prospect to closing the sale? How do you do all of that? Well, it does have a lot to do with the psychology of getting the client. And so that's what I want to talk with you about today. The first thing I want you to understand is that before you can get the client, it's so important, number one, for you to know your target market, because that this is the first step in really understanding the psychology of getting the client, okay? If you don't know your target market, if you don't know things about that target market, then that's where the challenge begins when you start not seeing results, okay? And so here are some simple steps to start really looking at your target market. Number one, it's going to be important for you to create a target profile, and I don't think a lot of women want to do that. I find a lot of resistance with my clients when I sat down with them and said, well, let's build a target profile. But a target client profile or a market profile is really going to tell you about that person, okay? So, for example, when you have a target market, you're talking about what are the niche group of people who are looking for my business, because perhaps they share something in common. So you build that target profile. You build the gender, right? Perhaps men purchase your products, but maybe women purchase them more. So what do you know about the gender is it more females, more males that purchase your product or service, right? Also, what about the age range of your target market? You know, what is their age range? Take a look at your current or existing client base and answer the question from there, which is so important, okay? The next thing you need to look at in creating a target profile is what are the common keywords that they use to actually look for your product or service. Very, very important. What are the keywords that they use? And by that I mean when they go to Yahoo, when they go to Microsoft Network or Bing, when they go to Google, what are they putting in those search boxes? You need to understand that. You need to know that. And this is one of the most important things that I think, again, that kind of slides by when women in particular in small business are trying to create their marketing plan. They have not drilled down enough on their target market, and this is the beginning of understanding the psychology altogether of getting more clients for your type of service, your type of product, okay? The next thing in building the target profile is you also want to know where do these people hang out at online? Okay, where does your target market hang out at online? Okay, this particular group of people, most of the time if they're looking for your product or service, then they're going to be visiting particular websites, or they're going to be visiting particular social networks or message boards or forums. They're going to be visiting these places, and that's where you're going to want to hang out at, right? But you're going to want to hang out there in a specific way. So when you know, again, the keywords that they use, when you know their age range, when you know where they hang out at, then that helps you to start fine-tuning your marketing system and better targeting your market, thus target market, right? So that's the beginning of psychology for really reaching out and really beginning to get new clients. Very, very important. Here's the next thing that I think that you need to understand. You need to look at your belief system, because your beliefs about your business and who you are and what you do, it comes across to the customer. If you don't have confidence in what you're doing when you're talking to your customer, a potential customer, that lack of confidence is definitely going to come out. So you really have to take a look at your belief system. You have to ask yourself, what are my beliefs about my ability to take this business to the next level? What are my beliefs about getting new clients? Do I feel that I deserve new clients? Do I feel that clients are going to want what I have? You know, what is it? And I'm going to let you know now, some telltale signs that your belief system is not in the right place is when you procrastinate a lot on marketing your business, or when you don't invest the money to market your business. There are telltale signs such as when you're not marketing at all. There's definitely something going on with the belief system there, okay? Or when you have flyers that you want to pass out, but you're trying to be choosy in a live networking event of who you are handing them out to, so you're holding on to them thinking, I paid too much money to give a flyer to everybody, so I'm just going to hand them out to people that I want to give them out to. You know, that's when you need to start checking your belief system. Okay, how about when you have never created any marketing materials for your business at all? No postcards, no brochures, nothing. And by the way, don't forget, don't go out and just do this, because your marketing materials are based on your business type or your business industry, so that has to be researched before you can create them. But if you've never done anything to reach out to customers and to give them something with which they can hold on to and learn more about your business, then definitely something's going on with your belief system, okay? For all of you who are marketing heavily online but have abandoned offline marketing techniques, something's wrong with your belief system about getting new clients. And so, again, I want to encourage you to understand that the reason why we're talking about this all together is because before more clients can come your way, before new clients can come your way, you have to get your act together mentally. you have to have the right type of mindset, because if you don't have the right type of mindset, then what's going to happen is that you're not going to see as many clients come or walk through your door. And, yes, you know, if you want that six-figure income, then I can tell you hands down the psychology of getting more clients is more is most important first. So we've talked about, you know, having your target market down pat, knowing what your target market is, having that belief system in place and understanding that sometimes something may be going on with the way you're thinking, which could greatly impact how you are attracting potential customers to you, okay? Very, very important. Here's number three in getting more clients, the psychology of it all, is that you need to consider doing a focus group, because doing a focus group will help you to understand your target market. And, you know, there are two routes that you can go with a focus group. You can retain the services of a marketing consultant to help you create a focus group, or you can create a focus group yourself with the assistance of a marketing consultant who has experience in the area. But what a focus group does is a focus group helps you to get a group of people around and give you faster comments on your business to help you understand psychologically where is their mindset when looking at this particular product, this particular color, or looking at the price of this, you know. And so getting a focus group together is going to help with that. Now, sometimes, you know, you can do what I call a general focus group or an unofficial focus group. And that's where, hey, you might call a few friends, a few clients who all are potential target customers, and you can ask them, hey, I'm going to buy a pizza. I have a questionnaire for you to fill out, and then we're going to all be in a discussion group and discuss this. And you can create a questionnaire to help you determine what are some of the things that you need to change. If you have a tangible product, something that you hold, you can have those products, that product or those products displayed on a table and have them to answer specific questions. If it's a service such as a website or online business, you can give them a description of the service and give them a quick presentation of what it's about. And then just ask them, hey, are you convinced to purchase this service? Are you convinced to retain me? And they can be honest and tell you no, yes, maybe, okay? But the one thing that you need to know about focus groups is most of the time a focus group is done without the owner being present, so that so that people won't feel like they're hurting your feelings or that they don't want to say anything inappropriate because, again, they don't want to insult you. So normally the owner is not present in the focus group. In professional settings of focus groups, sometimes the owner is behind a glass that others can't see them, just to be able to see the reactions of the focus group. And so that's why I said, this is an unofficial focus group where you can participate in the focus group, but you can also make the people in the very beginning know, hey, I want you to be brutally honest. Don't worry about hurting my feelings, because the most important thing is to be successful in selling this product or selling this, and that's what's most important. And so that's what you want to do, which is so very, very important. So again, you know, an unofficial focus group, if you don't have the budget, you can still do that. And, you know, you can buy pizza, have beverages, or you can create some hors d'oeuvres, bring people over and let them know they're going to be there for a couple of hours. And then you can get a marketing consultant to assist you with designing your focus group if you don't want to retain their full services for being at the focus group and actually conducting it. But it does, from a psychological standpoint, if you want to know more about the psychology of getting more clients, it is going to help you. For those of you who are in direct sales, the one thing I want to let you know is that when you're looking at the psychology of an individual who might be your target market, hands down, direct sales is really all about building a team of individuals and benefiting through referral fees from that team of individuals. So you're really looking, your target market is really looking at an individual who wants to start their own business. Perhaps they're interested in the business industry that your direct sales company sells products or services in. And so you need to think about that a little bit differently, because you're looking for people who want to have a strong leader, somebody who can help lead them and help give them successful tips and resources on being successful in direct marketing. You're looking for individuals who, you know, they want an opportunity and they're looking for a way efficiently to make larger sums of money. And so, again, this is why it's so important for you to also build your target market, because oftentimes, women who are in direct sales feel like, well, my direct sales company provides me with everything that I need to know, and so therefore, you know, I don't really need to create my own marketing plan. They have it. But I just want to let you know that you have to keep in mind that while your existing direct sales company has probably provided a marketing system for you, that you still have to create a branding system to brand yourself. So think about that. That's very, very important, okay? Well, that's all I have for today at Successful Woman Radio. I hope you have really enjoyed me talking about the psychology of getting more clients, and we're going to be bringing more information to you. Next week, we're actually going to be talking about marketing strategies and personal branding and consistency, some other things that you need to know about bringing in more clients. And we're also, the following week, on the 22nd, we're going to be talking about, you know, once you have know, are sure of your target market, once you understand the psychology and you've gotten your mindset together, we're going to be talking about marketing techniques. We're going to be talking about that to help you bring in more clients. So stay tuned. Make sure you mark your calendar for every Monday this month as we talk about getting more clients and helping you to learn resources and techniques that are going to just do just that. Also want to make sure that you, if you haven't purchased your copy of The Science of Getting Rich, make sure that you do that. It's an excellent book. You'll have to read it more than once, but when you get it and have your aha moment, it will become a constant companion for you. Don't forget to register for our vision board gathering we're having on the 27th of September. Want to see you there. We're more than half full already, so hurry and register. And then also the group coaching program starts this Thursday. It's Time for My Success, and you're going to learn 7 business techniques in preparing your success path. So, again, all of these things this month are really geared towards your vision and helping you to be the businesswoman that you want to be, which is so very, very important. Don't forget to sign up and join our networking community and our social network and share information about your business. I'm so excited that you have joined us today, and I want you to have a productive and abundant week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.